Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. You know what time it is. It's quitting time on a Friday. It's time for what you're drinking and what you're thinking. At 877-881-1053, Kevin Walker's in for Lucius. He is screening your phone calls up back there in the Pimp Cup. L.A. is on location with us here at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless. And we're looking forward to a big weekend. We'll talk more about that here coming up a little bit later on with the Cowboys and with the Red River game. I mean, you could be thinking about either one of these football games or something else. Currently, I'm drinking a Diet Coke, and I salute the wait staff here at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers for
keeping
that thing topped off.
Too, brother.
It is good. I'm thinking about a Cowboys blowout victory tomorrow. I just don't think the Panthers have much at all, and I'm thinking next week they'll get healthier. And they'll beat Washington to essentially take control of the division after watching the wheels come off for the Eagles last night. Brian, I don't think they're going to bounce back. I think Philly is fundamentally broken in their spirit. Troy Aikman said it last night. He said this is a team that they kind of quit, and they showed that from the very beginning of the game. Mm. You know, just got worse as the game went on. So I'm fired about this NFC East. I could be proven wrong. You know, there's enough flaws on this football team, but they got something cooking. And I mean, I guess this offense remains unstoppable even without all these players out. So I want to tip my cap to and my drink. I want to raise my drink to Dak Prescott, Brian Schottenheimer, and Clayton Adams for giving us the coaching staff we've been dreaming of for going on a decade here. In cowboy country. That's what I'm drinking and thinking. Brian, how about you?
Well, I didn't know that lemonade could be so good with
Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels and the blackberry
lemonade
mix that they had there. Man, that stuff was really, really good. I highly recommend if, you know, this sometimes with the flavored whiskeys and stuff, you're kind of like, I'm kind of an old school. Just give me the.
Yeah.
But no, man, that is quite a nice combination. And what I'm thinking is that. I've talked about it a bunch. Everybody knows my son goes to school at the University of Texas. He's a cowboy there, a tradition they've had at the University of Texas since 1922. Didn't realize it was such a big deal until I actually watched him get inducted. But, yeah, young Bennett is he's on the Smokey, the cannon detail. So hopefully the Longhorns will put him to work tomorrow, and he will enjoy he's been a part of these Red River rivalry games, but from a fan's standpoint and now being a cowboy, being on the field, super proud of him and hope they walk away with a victory.
He
here
said it's me shooting a cannon off. They win the coin flip. Hilarious.
He told me this morning, he told me he's driving around. He was at Smokey. He was pulling Smokey on the back of the truck. And he goes, Dad, you know, he goes, I don't know, man. I just don't know about this, how it's going to play. Last night, he was fortunate enough to go to dinner with the Mannings.
Nice.
They were in town. Yeah. And so, you know, they're all in that same group together. And he was saying, yeah, Dad, coin flip, I might have to fire it. Yeah, Bennett got in trouble at the LSU-Texas baseball game when LSU's manager got kicked out, and Bennett fired the cannon then.
Nice.
And
that's how you do it, man.
So like, the athletic department guy came down and said, hey, Bennett, we don't need to be doing that anymore.
Troll
so
a little bit.
Yeah, but I was sitting, like, a couple rows over with my – you know, LSU gear on. So he I think he did that one for me.
Yeah.
So anyway, I hope all the Texas fans get to celebrate tomorrow.
Is this his last year?
He graduates this year.
Oh my God, that was fast.
Yeah, 4 years and he got into grad school.
He was just going. Now
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's in grad.
That is
he,
not
he got into grad school there at the McCombs Business School. So super proud of him, and again, I hope hey, we got a lot of OU fans here hanging out with us and so, but I hope my son gets to fire that cannon a bunch tomorrow for those Longhorns.
All righty, Lucius, what
I like
are you
that move by Bennett Broaddus. Yeah. Gotta have gumption, kid. Gotta have some gumption.
Gotta have gumption.
And Kuth.
Some Kuth.
Can't have one without the other.
He has no direction with me as his son. I mean, you know, his dad. So, I mean, that's kind of a...
Must have good instincts.
Yeah, good instincts for sure. He knows right from wrong, right?
Uh-huh.
These bar girls are trying to get me drunk here, bro. Yeah, they keep like all the time. They walk by. You want a drink yet? I keep telling them, no, I don't want to drink. Do you want a drink yet? So I finally got one here.
Yeah.
Looks like they got you a shot now.
Yeah, oh, now it's a shot, too. Oh, my gosh. I'm nursing this one right here. So
L.A. Live.
That's what I'm drinking. I'm drinking a margarita with a whole lot of spicy stuff on the rim. And, yeah, ice and a lime. Thank you. And they're sending over tequila. Hopefully it's Repo.
Yeah, there you go.
Hopefully it's Repo. And I'm thinking about the watch party tomorrow, man. I'm pretty excited.
There you go.
Hopefully some nice big screens out there. We can all get a little rowdy and watch the game with the Tolos, man. That's what I'm pretty excited about, actually.
Highland Hotel 2-6.
Sticks in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
good weather.
I mean, it's perfect.
Good weather, bro.
Just unbelievably perfect. I think it might be a little bit too warm at the Cotton Bowl itself.
Absolutely.
For this game. I would pack your sunscreen.
Yeah.
Unlike Wolchuk that one time. Remember, he came back. He had the red face with the you see his sunglass tan on his face. Yeah.
Permanently scarred on.
Yeah.
I love that. And the farmer's tans with the tank tops. Oh, man, I love that. Yeah.
All right, let's see how many phone calls we can get through here at 877-881-1053 of what you drinking, what you thinking, Football Friday here on The Fan. And K-Dub, where are we going first, buddy?
All right, we're going to go to Rocky in Dallas. Rocky, you're going to start us off.
Hello, Rocky.
Hey, yo, Rocky boy.
Hey, hey, how are y'all?
Excellent, thank you.
What you drinking? What you thinking?
I'm drinking some water. Just got a quick question for Broaddus, real quick. Broaddus, just hypothetically speaking, you're like, you're the Cowboys GM. Overshown plays the fourth year out with no injuries. What kind of contract would you be looking to give him after, after next year?
Yeah, that's a really good question because The injuries are going to factor in here. You know, I mean, you're going to get him hopefully sooner than later. I told you guys earlier that this 21-day window, they're going to take that and take a little more. So how much is he really, really going to play? I think that you're going to have to structure this thing in a way in his agent to, hey, we've had injuries in the past. You've worked with us. You've rehabbed with us. You know, all these things are going to play into that for sure. I just don't think you could say, okay, well, here's the amount. Let's go. I think the Cowboys have to be very, very mindful of, and his agent has to be very mindful of trying to create some type of a friendly deal that maybe you can, if he stays healthy, this thing can escalate in that way. So I don't have a dollar amount, but I think both parties need to be very mindful of where he is health-wise.
Yeah, and as much as I like the kid and the story and I'm rooting for him, I think I want the Cowboys to be pretty tough on this.
Yeah.
You know, I just think it's not a good idea to be giving out a lot of guaranteed money.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously you have to be cognizant of the fact that the kid got hurt playing for you and trying to do his best. But
exactly.
It's a business, and you got to manage the cap. The mid-range for linebackers is like $8 to $15 million right now. You know, I think like 3 years and 30 with maybe 20 of it guaranteed or something would, if I was going to, you know, throw out what I would hope the Cowboys could get done with Overshown, because the guy is just such a playmaker that you don't want to let him go. But if he and his agent want to be like, well, we've been hurt and we have to extract maximum value because this might be our last contract, I'd say go get it from somebody else.
Yeah, I would be real careful about that. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, at 877-881-1053.
Man, wings over here. What's going on, family?
Man, they are hooking you up. Is it your birthday
sure
or something?
Hey, every day my birthday, baby.
January 11th, right? Is that what we said?
Yeah, every day my birthday. When you wake up like, whoo.
Yeah.
I'm up.
Yeah.
Hey,
above the ground.
Go. Yeah. Ooh, here we am.
Where are we going next, Kevin?
All right, staying in Dallas. We're going to go to Mike.
Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Man, I see. So the Cowboys are good. I'm not going to get my hopes up or nothing. But they got some pretty good games they should win against the Cardinals, Raiders, and maybe the Vikings. So, I mean, if they can get in a good run till CeeDee Lamb gets back and they get some of their linemen back, I think they'd be pretty good off. And, man, I can't wait for the Mavs game, the 22nd. It's the first game here at American Airlines against San Antonio Spurs. I already got my tickets. That's going to be a good one.
Nice.
And I'm drinking raspberry tea.
Nice.
Oh, there you go. Raspberry tea.
Take care,
good.
Mike. Have a good weekend. That opens a line at 877-881-1053. I think the Mavs are a playoff team. I am excited about the Cowboys, but not necessarily about this season, although I think making the playoffs is a realistic goal. If they make a couple of trades, I think they could contend. I just love what Dak and Shoddy have cooking, and I feel like over the next couple of years, they're going to put this team back in a position to make the city proud again.
Like what you're saying there.
And with that, we go to our next phone call.
All right, let's go to Walt in Waco.
Walt, what you drinking and what you thinking, buddy?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, drinking that ice cold Natty Light, baller on a budget.
Yeah.
And what I'm thinking is, man, I'm so grateful that I got to make it out to my first Flagtober this weekend. It was great seeing Brian and Zach. Got to go by both stops and pick up the best G-Bag flag you guys have ever made.
Yes,
thanks
sir.
To Colby at Tober Garage Doors. Man, hospitality was off the chain at both places. And I know this, if I ever need a garage door, Colby will be my first call. If I ever start having trouble in the bedroom, I'll call the Low-T Clinic. But if the Low-T Clinic doesn't work, I'll call Tony Alberti at East Dallas Diesel because, my God, the showroom he has is full of massive trucks. So if you need to compensate for something that you're a little short of, go get a truck from Colby. You can walk underneath those damn things.
Jeez,
and I'm looking forward to the best post-game and pre-game show in the business, and I'm just hoping the Cowboys keep rolling, man. Let's get this thing done.
Let's go. Thank you, Walt. Have yourself a great weekend. And that'd be the Men's Tea Clinic, mensteaclinic.com. Appreciate all
that
the shout-outs.
That was Phenom of the Year, or Phenom broadcaster right there.
Yeah.
Right?
Dude, I think Walt Waco could win.
Walt's a good dude. He really, really is.
Cut that up. Put you on the air check.
Yep.
Alrighty, who's next, Kevin?
All right, let's go to the famous Rodeo Ron.
Here he is. Ronnie, what you drinking? What you thinking, buddy?
I'm drinking a little bit of Jim Beam with a splash of Dr. Pepper. Yeah. And I'm thinking that when I walked in the house today, coming home from that Taco Bueno, meeting Charles Haley, and I'm sorry, Waco, I have the best feedback flag now, 2025, because it has Charles M. Effing Haley's signature on it.
Nice.
But, hey, I said to my wife, babe, I've been so busy. I don't know if I'm coming or going. She doesn't even look up and just says, well, judged by the look on your face, you're going. Because when you're coming, you look like a stroke victim trying to whistle. And the only response I can give to her was, let's go, Cowboys! Welcome home! And remember one thing, baby. If you're not listening to that G-Bag Nation with Rodeo Run, Jack and Jimmy, say, what a F you
baby! Oh, my God.
There Ronnie. He goes.
Shout out to Uncle Ron showing up.
Ronnie.
Drunk Uncle Ron.
Freaking Hall of Famer there. Rodeo Ron, salute to you. This flag is so good, we might just run it back next year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Usually we don't do repeats.
Yeah.
But I'd say this flag is that good. It could. It's a repeat candidate. Kevin, who's next?
All right, we got Randall in Arlington. Randall, you're up.
Yo, what's good, fellas?
What up?
Hey, man.
Man, I'm drinking glacier water.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Get hydrated.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty hot. What I'm thinking is
– is it room
all
temperature?
The injuries – absolutely not.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He knows, Lucius.
Okay.
He knows.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Cold.
Okay.
But what I'm thinking is all the injuries to our back end are blessings in disguise. I promise I can almost guarantee our back end defense will be way better with Malik Hooker and Donovan Wilson off the field and Jack Sanborn. I'm over all three of those people. They can do whatever they do with them in the offseason, but I could almost guarantee that the defense will be better with those people out. Can't wait for Demo to get back.
Strong take, and I agree with you. It's an unfortunate reality that you're keeping your fingers crossed that one of these dudes can have a game.
Yeah,
that's where we're at right now. The performance against Breece Hall. Now, Breece Hall, good runner. Jets, good running offensive line. But you're in the place to make the play. And we're diving at feet. Like, that's all I saw in the Breece Hall highlights is Cowboys defenders diving at feet.
Yeah.
Who's next, K-Dub?
All right, we got Dope Sick Dave.
Here he is. What you drinking and what you thinking, Dave?
Just drinking a water bottle left in the car that was under the seat, car temperature. I don't know if y'all messed with that.
No.
Nah, I'm just playing. Got some Jaden Blue take for you, and then I got a question for Broadus, and hopefully I can respond to his answer. I'll make it quick. You know, we're kind of running Javonte into the ground right now. 80% snap share, around a 15 carry guy, carries a game kind of guy right now. He's always been an 8 to 12 carry kind of game, not an 8% snap share. With Miles Sanders being out, this is the perfect time to get Jaden Blue going, right? And the second thing is, Broadus, you ever been duck hunting? You duck hunt?
Yeah, I'm terrible at it.
Yeah? Well, one you know
time,
there's some duck
hunt. I one time was in a blind, and I put the shotgun in a corner, never fired a shot. Ducks were flying so close, I could have stood up and knocked the ducks down with my gun. I'm a terrible hunter, and I just didn't want to do it. It's nothing against duck hunting, but I just didn't want to do it. I really didn't.
Well, we got some duck hunting going on tomorrow at 2:30. If you catch my drift, my Hoosier
taking down the duck, baby.
2:30. That's the real game to watch. Have a good weekend, fellas.
Oh, now I caught Illinois.
Okay. Not Illinois, Indiana.
Indiana. Is Dope Sick Dave a Hoosier?
Yeah, he's a Hoosier.
Is that what we just found out about Dope Sick?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's a Hoosier.
Well, good luck to you, sir.
Yeah.
Any more calls here,
hey,
Kevin?
Hold on, Dawson, before you even do that. You said earlier about diving at feet. Made me think of this Little League guy we used to play with, Little League football, right?
Yeah.
That was his move, diving at your feet. And I'm talking about diving all the way out. He would never catch anybody. But once you passed him, he would just dive for you, bro.
You got to appreciate the effort.
You
know, youth football. And it's a pretty good bid. I've done it once or twice myself when I found myself in a tackle football game that I wanted nothing to do with.
Never caught anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was...
But he would sail all the way out, though.
It looks good. You know, it's like Jordan diving in the outfield that time when he was playing for the... Was that the Barons?
The Barons.
Yeah.
Birmingham Barons.
Kevin, who's next?
All right, we got two more. Let's go to Luke in Arlington. What you thinking? What you drinking, Luke?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm thinking right now. I'm thinking of a nice, cold Bush Light with the boys watching Tariq Skubal hopefully play spoiler in Seattle because we do not like Seattle around here.
I'm
also thinking that this division for the Cowboys is wide open, and I'll give you one perfect reason why. Because no one has won this division back-to-back years in, like, the past, like, 20 years, all right? So the Eagles aren't going to win it this year. I think the Cowboys can beat Washington, and I think the Cowboys can also beat the Giants and whoever else they got to go up against, and then we'll lose the divisional round. But we're going to win the freaking division this year.
I like the sound of that. I think it will be either the Cowboys or Washington. I have some stuff on Washington coming up in around the NFC East at 6:20. But the thing that's unfortunate with them, just to give it to you now in case you can't stick around, their line of scrimmage play has improved, and they're getting Cosme back. Like, their offensive line is taking care of business, and Dan Quinn tweaked the defensive line to where they're not diving through gaps anymore, and now they're actually good against the run. Like, Washington, unfortunately, I know Daniels has been hurt, and we're thinking, okay, but they didn't miss that much of a beat without him. And now that he's back and healthy and going into next week, I think it's a huge game, and the Cowboys better get healthy. Otherwise, I think Wolchuk might be right, and the Commanders are going to win this division. Okay, last call here, Kevin.
All right, last one, and to save the best for last, we got Big Jim.
Big Jim.
What's happening, fellas? It's good to talk to you. Drinking a little Coca-Cola. I meant to get a Dr. Pepper. I went by a Water Burger and got me a burger, which is the best burger, as you all know. What I'm thinking about, boy, I tell you what, that was one fun game to watch last night. And I'm not even talking about what was going on the field. I was watching Nick Sirianni chew his fingernails. And I swear, I thought.
Come on, Jimmy.
Come on, Jim.
When his quarterback was in the tent there. But those two, I tell you what, it's easy not to like those two coaches. I do like Dan Quinn. But boy, it was just so nice to see the Giants get a win over those horrible Beagles last night. Very happy about that. And Jalen Hurts isn't any good. And Broadus, you and your wingman there, Vach, y'all always talk about how you put pressure on Jalen Hurts and he can't do nothing. Well, that's what they did last night. So
sure did.
That's good. Hey, gonna get a win this weekend. Excited about that. Glad to see the Cowboys play. Those linebackers have got to get – it's not that they were – fellas, it wasn't that they were diving to get – they were diving, but it's because they were in the wrong gaps. They got to get in the right gaps. So.
They were.
Gee, freaking whiz. Listen, have a good one. Love you, fellas. Madison Rochick, I'll talk to you on Sunday.
Sounds
cheers.
Good. Yeah, we'll see in the post game, Jim. Thank
have
you,
a
man.
Great weekend, Jim, and enjoy that Whataburger. Yeah, great call from Jim almost every week here. What you drinking and what you thinking. That's another one in the books. We're live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. If you want a G-Bag Nation flag, how about tomorrow? We're going to be at Mansfield Hurtado 10 to 10:30. And then Fort Worth Hurtado 11:30 to noon. So come load up on barbecue with me. Get ready for the college football day. And get your G-Bag Nation flag. And then if you can make it to Highland Hotel 2 to 6, we'll have more flags. And that we got an epic Texas OU watch party there in the pool, in the patio there at Highland Hotel in Dallas. We're coming back with the Expressway. We'll get you everything that's been developing throughout your broadcast day. Then the G-Bag of the day and LA Live's coming up at 5:40 live here from Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers and Ulysses and the Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the G-Bag Nation here. Yeah, it's the G-Bag Nation live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers here on The Fan. And it's time to kick off the Expressway, brought to you by the on-time experts. Got the G-Bag of the day here coming up in just a few minutes with L.A. He's on location with us. If you want to come say hi, do a little fellowshipping. L.A. Live's coming up in about 12 minutes, I guess. It's right around the corner. Again, Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. A couple of stories just to get you updated here. The Big Ten is closing in on that $2 billion deal that's private equity, and they're going to share that amongst all of their athletic departments there to try to give them a competitive edge over the rest of the country. Lamar Jackson ruled out. The Ravens are going to roll with Cooper Rush again, and they're playing the Rams.
Yeah.
So I think you just marked the Ravens now at 1-5. Are they dead in the water?
I think that you're to the point now where, yeah, I think they're 7.5-point dogs at home. So, yeah, that could be a rough one there for the Ravens. Rams are playing really, really well.
Concussion protocol is under review for Jackson Dart. Last night, I think that's the next thing to do as a rookie. Once you kind of prove that, hey, I can play. I mean, he still has to throw his first 200-yard game, but once you've proven, hey, I can play, I can lead us to victory. Now the next thing is how do we protect this kid from himself, who's trying to go out there and do whatever it takes to earn this job?
Because he was dropping his head.
Yes,
he was.
Yeah,
he lowered his head, bro.
That's what he does.
He looks like
man.
The Bills quarterback a little bit with that one,
Josh Allen. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that was so much fun, and obviously the return trip here for New York, coming to the Cowboys to play this game later on in the year, it's going to be significantly more difficult than the Russell Wilson, Tyrone Tracy pairing.
I kind of feel like that the game, and I've said this when I looked at the schedule, that the game against the Commanders on Christmas Day there in Washington could be for a playoff spot.
Yeah.
It could be. I just kind of think of the way this division, everybody might kind of beat up on each other, and then all of a sudden you've got these games where you're playing the AFC West, you're playing the NFC North. There's a couple that there's that one swing game you have to play against an AFC opponent that, makes up the 17th game. So I just kind of feel like this thing's going to come down to the end. And that Commanders game on Christmas, that Thursday on Christmas Day could be for a spot.
Might be an NFC East championship game.
Might very well be.
I don't know how you're looking at the Eagles right now, but I think going into Minnesota, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
That's going to be next Sunday. Then they get the Giants in Philadelphia. That one's going to be fascinating.
Yeah.
Then they're at the Packers. Then they host the Lions. And I don't know. I could see Philly going 1-3 or even 0-4 over these next stretch of games. They're sitting there at 4-2 right now atop the division.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys and the Commanders are both breathing down their necks a little bit. Stephen Jones joined us back there at 3 o'clock, and he gave us some breaking news. Unsolicited.
Yeah.
Told us Miles Sanders is going to be out for the year. I think there are some Cowboys fans that are like, okay, nothing lost after that that after he got run down by Zach Bond in the opener, I think a lot of Cowboys fans were ready to let Miles Sanders go. But this one kind of stinks. I guess he needs that chondral graft surgery that Trayvon Diggs had, which is the new advanced microfracture.
Yeah, procedure. Dr. Dan Cooper, one of the best in the biz. When he's working on your knee, you're in really, really good hands. But yeah, that was one of those things where I was asking some people in the organization, did it happen in a game, practice, had to go, and they basically told me this was just a wear and tear situation.
Yeah.
It's something that needed to be done.
Okay, so Bland and Diggs are questionable for Sunday, and our guy Jonathan Mingo's questionable. Tyler Smith questionable as well. It's amazing. Going into last week's game, I said I'm going to let my prediction hinge on whether Tyler Smith plays or not, but they really handled Quinnen Williams well, so why not go back-to-back and handle up on Derrick Brown pretty good? And I guess if you're looking at wear and tear with Smith, I'd rather sit him another week and make sure he's good for Washington. But if he's 100% and he's good to go, then you know, let's get as much Tyler Smith
well,
as possible.
Well, Adeniji gave you some hope, you know, the way that he was able to play. So, you know, if they can steal another week and find a way to, you know, with the stretch of games coming up, you know, maybe you get you got the Commanders, Denver, Arizona, then the bye. Boy, that would be a nice time if you could get that one more week for Smith and then worry about the next three, and then get him another break, and then try and get him through the rest of the season. He's dealing with the knee, tendonitis, an ankle, a hip. He's fighting a lot right now.
He is. He's a full-blown veteran at this point and showing the wear and tear that comes along with it. But it is time now to switch over to Lucius Alexander to my right, who has your G-bag of the day.
Yes.
Let that sit for a second.
Oh yes, G-Bag of the Day. Live from the cheeseburger spot. What's the name of the spot again?
Cold beers and cheeseburgers
and
Euless.
Cold beers and cheeseburgers. Yep. I see you over there, Broadus. I see you over there, man.
There was no way I was going to be able to help you.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm glad to
I didn't feel like I was drowning yet. I'm just freestyling. I'm just flowing. Anyway, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530. Replay the chat right about the 220 area. You know, you can catch that then. My name is L.A., Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up this weekend if you see anything I should be playing. On all social media platforms, Lucky Lucius P, L-U-C-I-O-U-S, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter, and send all your hate mail there. All right, so our winner and champ is the playmaker, Michael Irvin, our guy here, GOAT of DFW and Texas, I'm pretty sure, man. He tells the haters over there at the Facts Over Feelings podcast to keep his name out of your mouth. And Jerry Rice, keep that name out your mouth. Deion Sanders, keep that name out your mouth. Apparently, they said those guys were too slow to play today's game.
What the hell are you talking about? I don't even know your name. And I certainly don't know your game because you don't. I don't see you every year with a gold jacket in that Hall of Fame room. I don't see you anywhere great players are. So who the f*** are you to talk about what? Oh. You couldn't even play when I played the game. And some of these f*** you're talking about, they couldn't even play when we played the game. So I'm sitting here saying, what the hell is he talking about? I don't mind you being stupid. I don't mind you being dumb. I don't mind you not knowing what the f*** you talking about. Keep my name out your mouth when you don't know what you're talking about. Keep my name and my image. Don't try to shit on my work when I won championships on every level.
Yeah.
On every level. When they can knock f***s out.
Yeah.
I call passes in the midst of pain. Y'all don't do that. Y'all ain't never had to do that. So shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Call passes in the midst of pain.
Y'all didn't have to do that. I did that. So shut the hell up.
That's my guy right there, man. All right, Khaki Kev, I'm going to go to this Syracuse audio that I sent you, brother, because, oh, my gosh. I love when things like this happen. This is 100.1 ESPN. Reminds me of the Randy Moss calling into a local sports radio show as Woody. Remember that?
Oh,
back
yes.
In the day?
Yes.
To air some things out.
Yeah, had to get some things straight.
Had to get some things straight. Syracuse wide receiver Jonte Cooks, his uncle David, this is what we're thinking it is, might have called into a Syracuse post-game show. This happened following Syracuse's loss to SMU. He called in to take shots at the Syracuse quarterback, Ricky Collins, saying Jonte needs to transfer again.
I don't know if you've been watching quarterback play. I just left the game.
Uh-huh.
I had to leave in the third quarter. From what I seen, that was some high school football. Ain't nobody paying attention. My nephew is a 5-star receiver from the SEC. He got 3-star receivers covering him from the ACC, and they can't get him the ball. I'm the reason he went to Texas, and I'm going to get on the phone with his father, and we're going to see what we can do. We can't let Ricky ruin our chances to get to the league. That boy's not ready for a number one spot. I've seen the practice tapes. My brother sent me the practice tapes, and I see what he do in practice. So football games, starters are built in practice, and that boy sucked in practice. So I'm looking at it. He's not supposed to be there. And maybe Luke Kornet ain't the answer, but I ain't seen a quarterback throw the football backwards since the 80s.
Yeah, I love that, bro. That's messy right there. Yeah. Like he said, our chances of getting into the league.
Yes. Our chances.
You hear
the league.
Say our chances?
Yeah.
Everybody's involved in that, trying to get this kid to the league. I do think if you got a bad quarterback, there's still a path, right? Just focus on what you can control. Run your routes. You might not get drafted high if you don't have the production, but you'll get a shot.
You'll still get there.
Yeah.
There's some SMU cats that are in the league right now, and they have Mordecai, I believe that kid's name. Yeah. I say that respectfully. Mordecai couldn't get that ball to him the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I was a quarterback at one point sometimes, and there's players on my field that I still regret to this day. I see their hands up in my dreams. Come on, bro. Couldn't get it to him, dog. Couldn't get it to you.
It's tough.
Yeah, it can be, especially rush is coming at you.
Brutal.
You know, it's weird. All right, I got another one from G-Bag of the Day. The Giants have brought the energy levels up there in Gotham City.
Gotham City.
I love that name.
I do too.
Gosh, man.
There's a soccer team, Gotham Football Club.
God, that is dope.
A cool name.
I think that's
a
pretty cool merch, too, right?
They really do.
All right, let's go to ESPN New York radio host Dave Rothenberg. He is out of pocket for this with the energy levels.
So this you want energy? Like.
Yep.
You want energy? I'll open my butt cheeks and give you energy today. Is what I'm going to do. Oh my God!
I don't know. What? I don't know if that's the kind of energy that any of us want.
Yeah.
But hey, this is your day today. Congratulations,
your day, bro.
What a night for you.
What a night for me.
What kind of phrase is that? I don't even want to repeat it.
Is he talking about he's going to fart on it?
I don't know what
rivals.
I don't know. I mean, feeling happy.
Yeah.
And opening things, man, he just need to relax a little bit.
Might be reaching out to other Giant fans.
I mean.
Hey, come on. Let's celebrate.
Yeah.
That's his Tinder page, his radio show every morning. Just trying to see who's interested over
who's
here.
Who's interested, yeah.
We have had some all-timers on the show this year as far as double entendre steps.
We got the nosebleeds here. They're pretty good at it.
What's funny about that guy.
Eric. Yeah.
Is he didn't even realize what he had done.
Yeah.
No. You know?
I don't even want to say that, man. Yeah. That's wild.
I thought New York would be the top of your game. That seemed pretty amateurish to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dave Rothenberg.
Yeah, Rothenberg.
Oof.
You want energy?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, man.
Yeah.
All right, so people are getting a lot of money on these internet streets, and you got pranksters and you got content creators. I got a drive-through prankster right here, Khaki Kev. Got a drive-through prankster right here. He goes through the Hardee's drive-through just to do a little trolling.
Welcome to Hardee's. Would you like to try a mushroom and Swiss burger combo today?
Absolutely not.
All right. What can I get started for you?
How are you, damn it?
I'm sorry. What was that, sir?
How are you, damn it?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm doing well, too, son. I hurried on down to Hardee's because I heard your food tastes like America. Is that true, young boy?
Yeah.
Don't laugh at me, boy. I'll take you downtown.
Yes, sir. What can I get for you?
All right. Well, I'd like a hand-breaded chicken tender meal, 5-piece for my son.
All right. And just that 5-piece for you, would you like a combo?
You're damn right.
All right. Small, medium, or large?
Medium, damn it.
All right? And then would you like any sauces for that?
Well, you're damn right. I want some damn ranch for him.
Damn ranch? All right.
Damn ranch.
All right. Anything else for you, sir?
You're damn right.
All right.
I want some... Hey, Sonny, I'm not done yet, boy.
All right. Sorry about that, sir. What else can I go?
You quiet down when I'm talking to you, son. Extra salt on the fries for me, please, young boy.
You said no salt?
Extra salt, damn it.
For extra salt. All right, I got you.
Hilarious.
That is fantastic.
That is very good.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good stuff. All right, man, let's vote, bro.
Okay, is it our champ? Michael Irvin.
I just don't know how to wrap it up, you know, quite nicely. Just throw it over to the general.
Yeah. Is it 100.1 ESPN Syracuse wide receiver
Give
Jonte
him a clumsy
Cooks?
Pass and watch him just work with it.
You were talking about quarterbacking earlier, weren't you?
Yeah, I told you.
I can't see him. I just can't see him.
I see them hands in my dreams.
Just throw me one of those DiNucci balls. Yeah. One of those underneath deals. I think who threw one of those last week? Tua? That was unbelievable against Carolina.
Yeah.
It was almost like a softball pass. ESPN New York's Dave Rothenberg offers to give you the energy or the drive-through prankster. I could vote for any one of these.
That's pretty good.
My goodness, I want to make the drive-through prankster an instant five-time nominee for D-Bag of the Year. And Jonte Cook's uncle and the Rothenberg clip. I feel like if the Nosebleed Boys were here, there's no way that would lose.
All over it.
Did you hear that? Dude,
bring it back.
Bro. Lucius, have you done that for G-Bag yet?
Dude, come on, man.
I'm going to go with Michael Irvin. I believe the vote's on Lucius.
Yeah, I would too as well. Okay. I would too as well.
Let's go to K-Dub.
One more for you, Playman. Y'all should listen to the unedited version, but don't listen to it around kids because Mike is in his bag.
Not safe for work.
No.
Kevin, what's your vote today?
I'm going to go drive-through prankster because there towards the end, it seemed like he was messing with them back.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was pretty good. It's definitely worthy, Brian. If you go either way on this, who are you voting for?
I'm going to vote for Dave.
Okay. By a score of 2-1-1.
And the Wendy's dude?
Still.
Oh.
Your G-Bag of the Day champion, Dave Rothenberg. You want some energy?
I was kind of hoping we could get it to the Nosebleed Boys here, but didn't work out so well.
Yep. It was worth a shot.
Yep.
I'm sure Chief has it bookmarked and it'll pop up at the Sounds of the Sports Day or something on Monday.
Yep.
Send Zach and Eric some love on social. Let them know they're missed. Hopefully they're having a great time at this wedding. It's time now to stay over here in the remote
Texas
pimp cup. Where Lucius has LA Live.
Yeah. It's a feel-good Friday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
James!
Well, all right, class, it's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
I love playing craps, and I will readily admit the craps table is infinitely more entertaining when there is at least one black man at the craps table. Because the shit they say when they shoot dice is so much more creative. Like, let's say the point's 9, all right? White guy will get the dice, be like, all right, looking for a 9. Give me 5, 4, 6, 3. 5, 4, 6, 3, give me a 9. Yeah. Some lame shit like that. Black dude will get the dice, be like, all right, point's 9. That's Nina. Nina from Pasadena. The ones that still ain't seen it. Where you at, bitch? Nina. Are you kidding me with this?
Hey, it's LA Live for Friday, October 10th. Ooh, October 10th. That's 10-10. Where you been? Did you get my message, huh? Shout out to Genuine. October 10th, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. People, we made it. Another wild-ass week of 2025 in the books. Now let's enjoy this OU Texas weekend safely here, folks. I got some things. If you're on 35, head into DFW. Avoid the law dogs. Mind your speeds. Please mind your speed. You can go too slow out here. There's a lot of transplants that are getting blamed for slow speeds out here in DFW. When you're getting on these highways, you got to pick it up. You got to get on, especially when you're getting on. You got to get on that, boy. Get on there.
Yeah, hit it, man.
Please get on there.
Slingshot engaged.
Yeah, get in there, man. Don't drink and drive out here. Keep your emotions in check. Sometimes you can be totally right about the situation, but your emotions guide you in the wrong path.
Yeah.
And then you mess it all the way up. You can be totally right, but your emotions get you wrong. Don't get caught up in your emotions. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or a DFW scanner this weekend, especially DFW scanner, because it is a scary, scary place to be. In other words, don't crash out like this dude right here. Y'all, listen to this story I seen last night. A Metro Atlanta man, shout out to Ratlanta, a Metro Atlanta man has been arrested for allegedly stealing 91 manhole covers in storm drains, bro. What are we doing with storm drains and manhole covers? What could you possibly be doing?
Maybe building a barricade?
You're building a clubhouse? What are you doing?
You're building a wall somewhere.
Are they made of copper or something? Like, I don't know. Like, what are you doing?
Breaking them down to recycling. They are heavy.
They are super
you
heavy.
Get a couple $100 for it.
91. And he has somebody else. They show video footage of him doing it. He has somebody else helping him. Like, how could you convince somebody, hey, man, come help me take these manhole covers from the city streets and put them in the back of my Fiesta?
Man, I saw this Instagram account. This guy goes around the country realigning manhole covers when they have painted lines that go over them.
Wow.
And they're sort of off. And it's his entire
and
Instagram
account.
And
that's what he's
account. Doing? Yes. And it's somehow, like, addictive to watch him do it. He shows up and the small business comes out and points at it and
that's
he corrects
crazy.
It. They all celebrate with him. I don't know why it's so satisfying.
They're talking about to potentially create art by carving or painting them.
So he's an artiste.
Collecting vintage covers or use them as part of a mosaic or other landscaping design.
He looks crazy still.
So we might be doing something artsy with these manhole covers.
You need to say something, brother.
Yeah.
If you're doing it for the art, hey, I'm with it. But, you know, that's dangerous. People can fall in those manhole covers.
Yes.
You can lose pets in the manhole covers. You can tear some tires up for sure.
Oh, not very safe at all, especially if you got little kids. I was wondering if he's extorting neighborhoods. Like, hey, do you want your manhole cover back?
I've got your manhole cover.
Be awful inconvenient if you woke up tomorrow with your manhole cover gone.
Yeah, how about that? I got another crash out story for you, too, I seen. It was an Ohio woman. She is the target of a manhunt right now after she broke into her boyfriend's home and sliced his sack.
Oh, wow.
She broke into his house and sliced his sack. Authorities have issued an arrest warrant for the scrotum slasher. She's 45 years old.
She's nuts.
Come on, bro. At this age, you can't be crashing out like that at this age.
No. That jealousy is a much younger man, a woman's game.
Jealousy.
Was it adultery related?
I'm pretty sure it possibly was, if she's going for the scrotums.
Yeah, I wonder if she
And they were exposed, too, by the way.
Oh,
the
really?
Yeah, the insides were exposed.
Oh, man, that is terrifying.
Yeah.
man probably has a lawsuit on his hands.
He got a lot more on his hands, for sure.
Yeah, you know, I guess maybe she did have Lorena Bobbitt intentions.
Yeah.
And he, you know, had quick reflexes in his sleep. Enough before more damage was done.
Lorena Bobbitt. What was that dude's name? Joey Badafuco? Was that his name?
Joey Bada,
Is that it? Joey Badafuco?
I think you're right.
I really, really wish I never heard of Andy Fisher.
Yeah.
I thought it was John Wayne Bobbitt. I think
is it John Wayne
Badafuco
was. Who's Badafuco?
Badafuco is somebody. What do we
It's somebody.
Did he, like, kill his girlfriend in New Jersey or something like that?
Oh, my
like
God.
Well, okay, we didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, don't get me excited about some dude that's a murderer.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Jeez.
Joey.
Anyway, here's a weekend warning where we figure that out.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Yeah. She came and shot the wife, right?
Yeah.
Amy Fisher came in. Yeah.
1992, Bonifuco had an affair with a 16-year-old Amy Fisher in his customer's garage.
Wow.
Shot in angelic rage, Fisher went to Bonifuco's home and shot Mary Jo in the face.
Oh, Joey Badafuco over here. Hey.
What a name.
Yeah, that's an awesome name. Joey Badafuco, bro. Yeah. That is awesome. He knows how to get that stuff to you.
Yeah.
For sure.
A lot of stuff.
Hey, we have some history made. We have a young Atlanta adventure. I brought him up before because during the summer, people thought he was missing because he didn't post on his social media for a while. And they were concerned about him because he's changing the game out here. He found a way to turn plastic waste into fuel. Remember this kid?
Yeah.
Plastiline, a.k.a. Plastiline. His name is Julian Brown. He's 21 years old. What a young, brilliant person right there. He has put his fuel to the test. He uses Plastiline to start a 2023 Dodge Scat Pack. Ooh, that's that. Can I get some of that khaki, Kev?
Plastiline! 110 octane made from gasoline. 2023 Scat Pack right here. It's all to eat. This does not have fuel inside of it. We're making history, and everybody's here to see right here in Atlanta. She's gonna try to start it to show we got no fuel in this thing.
Hey, buddy. Move back.
It ain't starting up.
110 octane made from gasoline, and we're gonna pour it in. You ready, Bobby?
You ready, Bobby? You ready, Bobby?
Here we go.
History in the making, baby.
Plastiline.
That stank. Hit it!
Oh. Starting to clean it up. Plastiline, look at Plastiline right there. Made from used plastic and waste, plastic waste and whatnot. So shout out to that brilliant dude. I don't know if it's gonna be cheaper than gasoline. Maybe it's cleaner. I don't know, but it's pretty cool that you can even make that happen. So
sounds
shout out
like
to you.
Yeah, it sounds like Lucius. It's not cleaner.
Damn.
Yeah, plastic to fuel projects have a track record of high-profile financial and technical failures.
Oh, God.
The process requires significant energy input and capital investment, making it economically uncompetitive with virgin fossil fuels.
So can we at least burn up the plastic? We have something else to do with it instead of making states out there floating in the sea.
Yeah, it says the high heat conversion process and burning of the final fuel can release harmful air pollutants and hazardous waste, including dioxins and other persistent organic pollutants.
Julian Brown, stop with the Plastiline. Stop, sir. Why you ahead? You're 21.
It is a pretty cool science project,
cool,
though.
Man. Yeah, just to make anything happen at that
they
age.
They said you can clearly worsen the climate with this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, hell. How about this one? I got some feel-good Friday.
He did start the car.
I mean, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Howard Hughes flew that airplane for about a couple, he flew it for a little bit, and then it landed, and didn't fly the plane again.
I got some news bloopers right here to go off on a little funny Friday vibes. Let's go to WRAL there, Khaki Kev, in Raleigh, North Carolina. This is cut 6. Let's talk to some TCU fans after they beat up the Carolinas.
Of course, Carolina losing 48-14. TCU fans, of course, they're happy because they came here and got a win. Of course, on Bill Belichick's debut, they got a win. You guys are from Texas?
Actually, they both
are. You're from Texas? Okay. You guys beat Bill Belichick on his debut. How does it feel? Please don't curse for me.
It feels really good. I think it just shows how it is not okay for a 74-year-old to be with a 24-year-old.
Jeez, dude.
Clearly incapable of many things in life.
My gosh.
That is wild. What do you think's going on in that gal's head?
Just
a couple more years?
Yeah.
Wow, I guess it's worth it.
Yep.
How about this one? Let's go to CBS 47 Fresno. Fresno, California. You ever been out there, bro? Fresno?
I have.
Been there many times.
Yeah. Stand up, Bulldogs.
Through.
Okay, okay.
Nice little community.
Is it?
Okay. Parts.
All right. Well, these two right here.
Known as the Valley.
Is it?
They call it the Valley.
Good sports pride.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the bigger cities of Northern California.
Okay.
Kind of laid back.
Lucius ain't buying any
no,
of them.
No, I'm listening. I'm into it. I know about the Bay. I don't know about the Valley. I know about L.A. I don't know about the Valley. I know up there with those crazy ones in Humboldt County.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's much more like Northern Oregon, once you get north of about Santa Barbara.
Okay. Well, let's go to cut number 9 here, Khaki Kev. These two right here couldn't keep it together, even though they have a kind of serious story.
Well, ahead on Eyewitness News, a dangerous sinkhole in Bangkok.
Now just look, Kat, how big and deep it is. We'll tell you what caused it next.
CBS 47 Eyewitness News.
Massive sinkhole opened up outside a major hospital in Bangkok this morning. Just look, it's very big. You can see the foundation of the pillars in the building. It forced evacuations and road closures. No one was hurt. The governor says the sinkhole was triggered by a leak in a tunnel at a construction site for a new subway station.
4G for food. You know, I just... I love this job. Foraging for food is enjoying a resurgence, the practice used by early humans some 12,000 years ago. This quietly gaining popularity is driven by environmental concerns, economic pressures, and a desire to reconnect with nature. Some creative chefs are also helping to spark interest in foraging by creating recipes. The growth of the farm-to-table movement has increased awareness.
All right, cut it, Kev.
A sinkhole in Bangkok set them off.
Set them off. Recover. Both of them could not. They couldn't keep it together. What was it? Deep and wide or something like that.
Man, one of my favorite news blooper stories early in my career, I was working with this guy who used to do TV, and he was showing us bloopers and then explaining how hammered they were, like on the evening news.
Nice.
Like, oh, this one, the noon, we just gone for a liquid lunch. Me and the sports guy were smoking a bowl in the car.
That's
30
nice.
Minutes before this. You know, it is wild.
You got some behind-the-scenes vibes. That's what I want to see.
I mean, you go back to the 80s and 90s. I mean, broadcasting was a party, a nonstop party.
Yeah. Cigarettes. They would always have a cigarette in their hand as they're broadcasting serious news. Walter Cronkite or whatever that was.
Oh, yeah.
Burning.
Yeah.
Black and white.
Yeah, it's like he'd take a drag, and then he'd like, unfortunately, in Dallas, President Kennedy has been shot.
Yeah.
And you could see, like, the cigarette smoke just going up. I tell you what, real quick on talk about cigarettes on the scene. Remember guy Ted Koppel?
Yeah.
Ted Koppel. This is when Satellite Dish first started. So I'm watching late night with Ted Koppel. So they got him in the newsroom and he's like he's smoking a cigarette. And so they're like, 10 seconds to air. And he goes, the Mets suck. You know, the Mets. So he takes one more drag. You hear him counting down. He waves his hand and goes, on Nightline tonight.
That's what I'm talking about,
baby. Went right from, like, talking Mets suck.
That's what I'm talking about.
Blow the smoke, wave it with his hand, and then go right into, like, doing the news.
Give that man all kind of broadcasting awards for that. That's what you do right there.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, man, I'll see y'all Monday, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I got some more stuff I'll probably play for you next week. I'm out of here, y'all. Y'all be safe this weekend. Please take heed to the weekend warning. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be back tomorrow, Monday. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. It's my time. Bye.
There he goes. LA Live with Lucius every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers, and we have one more hour to go here on a Red River Cowboys Panthers.
Oh, I guess we're not going anywhere then, huh?
Football Friday. Yeah, you do got one more hour. I mean, you can head on out of here if you want. You going to the game tomorrow?
No. No, I'm going to the watch party.
That's
and
right.
And then I'm going to go see Paul Wall at the fair that night. He will be performing after the game.
Paul Wall's champ.
Paul Wall is performing after the game, y'all.
Okay, we got Red River storylines ahead of tomorrow's 2:30 kickoff. Get you up to date on everything as well that's been breaking throughout the broadcast day. Here it's the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.